Father, thank you again that we could just spend the time just to declare the glory of your Son Jesus Christ, worthy as the Lamb, and also to be able to stand in your very presence, Father, through the blood of Jesus, a new creation in Christ, and to be able to say it's what you say about us. That's what we believe. So we thank you as you establish us in Christ Jesus to be able to stand strong in Him, to be able to live strong in Him, to be able to just go about life being strong in your Son Jesus Christ. And we want to thank you, Lord. It's such a joy to be in a kingdom that is unshakable. Such a joy to have a faith that you have given to us that's unshakable. So we want to thank you as you again this morning, Father, share with us, open it up to us, and just within our own hearts, let your faith just explode within us, that we may truly begin to just say, wow, God, you be able to step into a truth that is so deep, so beautiful, that we have received from you this incredible faith that you've given to us. And this comes because of your Son Jesus and what he has done on our behalf, that we once again can live in the reality of your faith. And we praise you for that. Amen. Amen. Good. This morning we're continuing where we left off last week. We are praying for the Holy Spirit to really work and prepare the hearts of people to be able to receive the gift of faith that God gives to us. All of us are given a measure of faith, and then to be able to walk in that faith, live in that faith, and let that faith just increase as we grow in faith all the time. But what I want to do this morning is we want to start by just giving a meaning of faith and then the importance of faith. And the importance of faith, what we're going to be looking at this morning, is it's fundamental. It's a foundation truth that we need to be able to grasp, get alive within us, because the rest of our lives as children of God is based on the reality of the gift that God gave to us, faith, and the entering into the righteousness that comes by faith. So that's what we're wanting to lay this morning. And I'm encouraging you, there might be people that God puts in your heart that you need to share and send the teaching to them, so that they can also begin to experience the faith of God just exploding within them, and to be able to step into the reality of what it is to be a child of God, what it is to live loved by the Father, what it is to be able to live on the two realms here on earth as well as seated with Christ in the heavenly realms, because that will open up tremendously. We've done a lot of this previously, but now we're wanting to, it's time for the bombs to be released. It's time for us to be able to have something that we can share. And I'm going to just be going through a lot of what we've done before, but there's an anointing, there's a grace right now for this to be released. One of the, we're going to look at quite a few scriptures this morning. The meaning of the word faith means persuasion. And not many people understand the meaning of faith as persuasion. The classical Greek meaning of this period of time when the New Testament was written, in the classical Greek, that word means guarantee. And so what has been agreed is guaranteed. And that's the divine persuasion. What God has spoken, there's that persuasion, it's guaranteed. It's going to become a reality. There's no doubt. It's a finish, it's a done deal. And so when we're speaking about this word persuasion, we're beginning to understand that this faith that God gives to us is totally different to any other faith. Because all of us live our lives persuaded by something. So all of us live our lives by faith. So we will live our lives persuaded by circumstances. So for us, our circumstances are persuading us to live a life. And we are fully convinced that what our circumstances are saying is the absolute truth. And so we live our life by faith, persuasion. Likewise, other people's opinions over our lives. We all live our lives fully persuaded what other people say about us. Okay, that's why we are singing, it's what you say, God, that's what counts. We believe. Okay, fully persuaded that what you say about us, that's it, no matter what other voices are shouting within us. So this faith that we're speaking about, it is so different because man cannot produce this faith. This is a divine, this is a gift from God. And that's important for us to understand, because we cannot produce this kind of faith that's going to bring in the reality of a gift of righteousness. It comes from God. Religion will give us a faith, but it doesn't release the gift of righteousness. We cannot enter into the gift of righteousness with a religious faith, because a religious faith is what I do to get right. Okay. So you look at all religions, you, no matter what, deathbed comes, have I done enough? You see, because that's a religious faith, based on my works, my efforts to try and get right with God. You look at the Muslim faith, the weighing of the scales, my good deeds, do they outweigh my bad deeds? Have I done enough? All the religions operate on this persuasion. My effort in order to be able to get to the second life, whatever it may be, what they're believing in. So we've got to understand that this gift that God gives to us, it's a gift from God, it's His divine persuasion, and we can't produce it ourselves. So when Adam and Eve fell, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they needed God's incredible gift of faith to be able to once again come into the reality of having a pure relationship with Him. Mankind, Adam and Eve could not produce a faith. Okay, so when God spoke to them after the fall and He promised them the incredible promise of a child is going to crush the head of the serpent, they believed. See, it was a divine persuasion. There's going to be hope again. Thank you for hope. Thank you that what we have done, God, you're going to restore all of this. They believed. And they lived by faith, like with Abraham and all the examples that we're looking at. So it's a divine persuasion. It is also, what's important for us to understand, is that it's a continuous process. So the Holy Spirit is continually sharing with us. Faith comes from hearing. The Holy Spirit is continuing in birthing faith within us to be able to do the will of God. Okay, so it's a continuous reality. We live in the continuous working of God, birthing within us this divine persuasion, so that the righteous will live by continuous persuasion from God. That's quite something. Because many, many times as believers, we forget to live a life persuaded by God's truth, and we're persuaded by everything else. And so it's fundamental to begin to understand these things. So some of the examples of this persuasion of God is in Philippians chapter 2. And I'm going to read verse 14. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose. That's one of the manifestations of this divine persuasion, of God working within us, and we are conscious of this working of God within us. There's an understanding, there's a truth being released by the Holy Spirit. He's persuading us into some form of action to do His will. That's another manifestation of this gift of faith that God has given to us. Another one is found in John chapter 6. There's many, but I'm just those that are familiar with us. In John chapter 6 and verse 44 through to verse 45. He's speaking about the bread of life, and he says to all those around him, stop grumbling among yourself, Jesus answered, because when there's grumbling, there's no faith. Okay. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise them up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will be taught by God, and anyone who listens to the Father and learns from me comes to me. So here we see incredible insight to, once again, the working of this divine persuasion. Before we got born again, we start to see the activity of God, that's His grace involved. We start to begin to have some form of understanding of this incredible reality that God is real, whether it's a dream and God is real, there's a communication taking place. But in that moment, what took place? It was the Father drawing us to His Son Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Divine persuasion, persuading us that He is real, making God real to us, making Jesus real to us, making the reality of what Christ did on the cross very, very real to us. It wasn't a story, it wasn't a Father Christmas story anymore. Now God is real. Divine persuasion. Religion can't do that. Okay? Only the Heavenly Father can do this. Okay, that's why this is such an incredible gift that they have. We all know Hebrews 11 verse 1. Let me just read this. Now, divine persuasion, faith, is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So here we'll spend much time going into this over the period of time. But here you start to see the difference between any other faith. So we could have the demonic persuading us, and that's very real. Because the demonic persuades us to go look at the horoscopes, because the horoscopes tell us our future. Divine persuasion of that's our future, our destiny. That's Satan's destiny for people using the stars, the horoscopes, etc. Many believers continually live persuaded by what the stars say. See, that's why we need to help people to understand what a genuine faith is. That's why the word persuasion is such a good word, to help people to realize, okay, who's persuading me? I'm living by some form of persuasion. Is it God who's birthed within me a truth and it comes alive within me? It's living, it's active. Or is it some mind game that's being played, some form of manipulation that's taking place, fear, whatever it may be? Believers need to understand the difference, because we are called to be people living by faith. And you'll understand, without faith, all the promises of God will not become a reality. And that's why faith is so important for us. So in Hebrews chapter 11, now faith is being sure of what we hope for. So one of the things that we will look at, when we look at the divine persuasion, in the divine persuasion, how do you know God is persuading you? We experience within this persuasion of God, we experience all of these things: hope, certainty, guarantee, be able to see what is unseen, it's a real reality to us. All of that is alive within us. Now you know this is God's persuasion. Religion doesn't do that. See, there's no life in religion. There's no hope, because have I done enough? There's no hope. There's no incredible certainty in the reality of what Christ has done for me that I could not have done, and my total life is in Jesus Christ. That's not in religion. Okay, so let's have a look now as we go and spend a bit of time in just unlocking certain things. So for our purpose, We're looking at the definition of faith as God's divine persuasion. God gives it to us. God births it within us. It's all from Him, so that we cannot boast, I've done it. Okay, that's why this is so important. Religion, I can boast. And when we go back and you look at the two trees in the garden, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. See, all religion is rooted in that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have I done it enough? You see, all the time. Now they're aware of the difference between good and evil. Religion all the time, have I done enough? Have I been good enough to be accepted by God when I die? So if that is the mindset, if that is the thoughts, if that is the fears, then you know that they're not living by God's gift of faith. They're living by a religious gift of faith. Okay. Or manipulated to them and they believe. That's the reality of that. Now Romans chapter 1, and we're going to spend some time here in Romans. Yep, Paul is opening up such an insight to what the credible good news of God is all about concerning His Son, Jesus Christ. And you will notice as we go through this, the emphasis on this incredible gift of faith that God gives to us. But I'm going to read from verse 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For in this good news of God, a righteousness, in other words, in this incredible good news of God, there's the way of God, the standard of God, that is released. There's a way in this good news of God where we once again, who have the knowledge of good and evil, because we've got a God-given conscience, we have the knowledge of good and evil, we know what we have not, we know what sin is all about. Now in this gospel, there's a gift that comes, this gift of righteousness that we receive by faith. Okay? And now that's important because it says, for in this gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed. It's revelation. It's a gift. It's by the Holy Spirit that opens up this incredible good news of God concerning His Son Jesus. A righteousness that is by faith from first to last. In other words, starts with faith and it continues forever with faith. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. So here we see an important truth here that to be declared righteous by God, without faith, we will never be declared righteous. To receive the gift, to receive Christ's righteousness, to let Christ's righteousness be imputed into our lives, it will not happen without the gift of faith. It has to be received by the gift that God gives to you and I, this gift of faith, so that we cannot boast with our works, etc. We are dealing with a religious community. And that is why we are needing to help a religious community. That's the warfare we're in now, to get an understanding of what this faith is all about. Because it releases the gift of righteousness. And this gift of righteousness destroys religion. See, this is the weapon, this is the power, this is the bomb that needs to be released into the hearts of many, many people, no matter whatever religion sort of system that they are participating in. So we see over here that this gift for in the gospel, a righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it's written, the righteous will live by faith. In Ephesians chapter 2, Paul begins to explain what he is speaking about. We're going back to Romans now, and he's sharing about the reality of us sort of lost in sin, dead in our sins. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. Okay? So we were dead in our known sin and our unknown sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the Spirit, who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath, but because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive. Remember we spoke about when God breathed His life into our spirit was raised from the dead. Okay? We have a Father of our spirit. We are born again, we are children. He made us alive in His Son Jesus while we were still dead. We'll get to that. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated with Him in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages He might show the incomparable riches of His grace expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared for us in advance. So this is an incredible, it's such a good news, where we, although we were dead in our sin, God was involved. He was actively involved in drawing us to Himself, releasing faith within us so that we could believe that what Christ did, He did it for us. And that the moment we did that, what took place? God then took the righteousness of Jesus, the perfect life of Jesus, the sinless life of Jesus, and He said, it now belongs to you. It's a gift. You now live in My Son Jesus. The way I deal with you, the way I speak, everything now is related to the fact that I gave you a gift of faith. And with this gift I gave to you, you received My Son's righteousness. That blows religion out the thing there. Because religion is my works to get right with God. See? Now we're receiving that without this gift that God has given to you and I, we would never, never, never receive the righteousness that comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. Such an incredible gift. We couldn't earn this gift. We couldn't produce this faith. This is from God. So you need to see how rich in mercy He is, His grace in abundance, to be able to realize, but God, this is what You have done. While I was still dead in my sin, You came, You stepped into my life, and You gave me a gift. And You came real to me. You came alive to me. I experienced this incredible reality that in Your Son, I didn't even understand, but I know in Your Son, You've taken away my sin, and I want to thank You for this gift that You have given me, because now with this gift, You have placed the righteousness of Jesus into my account, and I have now declared righteous. Incredible gift. That's why we treasure faith. Now the righteous will live by faith forever and ever. So the righteous will continually be this reality. Lord, You have given me the gift in Your Son. I'm righteous. Now I'll live like that. That's why there's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. But as believers, we forget this. As believers, we go and we get so caught up. Oh, I'm blue, 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 and all this kind of stuff. Not being fully persuaded that Christ's righteousness is ours. You see, this opens up the joy of sonship. This opens up the joy of being seated with Christ in the heavenly realms, not the slave. This opens up the whole reality of relationship with God as our Father, we His children, because of a gift of faith that our Father has given to us. Guys, the body of Christ doesn't know, they don't live in this truth. See, so we struggle, we doubt, we fear, anxious about this and this and that over there, and all this petty parties about this and that kind of stuff, because we're not living by divine persuasion. In Christ, we have been richly blessed with every spiritual blessing because we have been given His righteousness. And yet we moan and groan. Can you see why the warfare is so intense? Can you see why these faith bombs need to be released in our hearts to blow this junk out of our minds and our hearts, to simply believe what the Word of God says, to be fully persuaded that in Christ I am declared righteous? We're in war because religion is a stronghold and is keeping people in their trap of having to perform to be loved by the Father, to know His love, having to perform to be able to have security, having to perform to be able to just be able to know that God speaks to us without our performance. All the time, performance, 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 in order to God to do something in my life. And every ritual that we come up with there is added on to our faith, added on to our faith, so that we've got to do this so that I can hear God. Do you think Jesus battled to hear His Father? We are in Him. Simply believe. See? It's simple. It's a gift that our Father has given to us to be able to be fully persuaded. Simply believe. So we see this taking place in the life of so many people. Now let's go to Romans. We keep it, stay in Romans over here, just to get this in. Romans chapter 3 and verse 21. Here Paul is sharing and is quoting the prophets of old, that there's no one righteous, there's nobody that's righteous, because we've all sinned. And then he carries on. But now, a righteousness from God. Remember, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because a righteousness of God is revealed. Okay? We can't buy this righteousness. It's a gift from God. But now a righteousness from God, apart from the law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testified. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. Can you understand the seriousness of this, guys? How many people are going to church with a religious faith and have not received the gift of righteousness? Oh, you must see the deception in all of this religion. And they all believe, they're going through the functions, but they've never received the gift of righteousness. Can you see the goodness of God, the grace of God? And that's why this is so serious, because He's calling us, He's giving us the mandate to start to pray, Father, draw them people, draw them to Your Son. Unless You draw them, they're not. Faith is persuading. Persuade them by Your grace. Persuade them by Your Holy Spirit. Persuade them in the reality of Jesus Christ, so that they can simply believe and receive the gift of righteousness, and to live as a child of God and not as a slave. This is big. You'll see as you meditate on it there why we need bombs from God to explode all the strongholds in the mind of Satan, has blinded the minds of the unbeliever. Very important. So we see here that this comes through faith. This righteousness from God, comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe, who are fully persuaded. And you carry on, there's no difference, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that comes by Jesus Christ. God presented Him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in His blood. He did this to demonstrate His justice because of, in His forbearance, He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. And it carries on. So to be just, and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. When then is the boasting? Is it excluded? On what principle? On that observing of the law? No, but on that of faith. If you maintain a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law, it is God. Is God the God of the Jews only? Is He not the God of Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too, since there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through that same faith, because it's God's faith that is given. And that's the reality. Do we nullify the law by this faith? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the law. And then he goes on and he starts to share the example of Abraham. So guys, this gift that God has given to us, when we know that because of this gift and we have believed, God has given, He's made us, He's declared us to be right with Him. That's the foundation of our relationship with God. Is what we are in Him, Jesus Christ. So we live, we move, we have our being in Him, in His righteousness and the gift that He has given to us. And as we accept this by faith, that's why if you just quickly go to the next chapter, Romans chapter 5, we see that therefore since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this incredible grace of God in which we now stand. So when we realize the importance of faith, God, without faith, I'm not going to be justified. Faith is important. Thank you for the gift. So from our hearts, there's a heart of thankfulness and appreciation of the grace of God in giving us this faith. So we live a thankful life. Now we continually live by faith with a thankful life, being fully persuaded by God that His way is the absolute truth. What He says is absolute truth. And then he goes on and he shares in Romans 4:16 that without this faith, it's impossible to receive the promises of God. So this gift of God that God has given to us, with this gift we are now able to receive His promises because of this faith, this gift of faith, this divine persuasion. Many, many Christians are praying. Many, many believers are praying desperately. But they are not fully persuaded by God. They're praying from a religious faith. The prayers are not being answered. This gift is the gift in which His promises are yes and amen in His Son Jesus Christ. So when we're praying, let us be fully persuaded in what the Spirit of God has shared with us. So we're praying by faith. One of the things that's very, very real, remember, the kingdom of God, this kingdom of light, consists of all goodness, righteousness and truth. This is the kingdom of light. And that's why you will find when you pray with people that have faith, you enter into a bright light. See? Because righteousness is part of the kingdom of light. Righteousness is a gift that we have received. We are declared righteous. So now we've entered into this realm of God's grace, which is light. the kingdom of light. Faith is the reality that so you will find when you pray for people, when you pray, and you will find that as you pray, when you are fully persuaded, don't be surprised if you enter in and you experience this incredible light all around you. Like on the farm Friday. Yeah. And that. So all the time when did we pray, Eddie? It was Thursday. Yeah. Straight away when I prayed for you, remember I said we're in this light because you believed. See, there was faith to receive. So that is why you'll notice that all the time there's this incredible light, because that's the reality of this faith. It's a divine persuasion that destroys any other persuasion, which is dark. So that'll help to know what faith, what persuasion. We are privileged people. So we have now entered through faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. I think our starting point today is, I know that unless God intervened and gave me a gift, this divine persuasion by His way of dealing with me, and each individual be so unique. He knows how to persuade us in a way that's not manipulating, but it's persuading us with life, with truth, with incredible hope and joy, etc. We receive that, and now the rest of my life I will live in the understanding of being divinely persuaded. No matter what the circumstances are, no matter what shouting, no matter the voices, no matter the demonic activity, no matter what, we are called as children of God to live a life of faith. The righteous will live by faith. So my starting point now is to realize, but in you, Jesus, Father, you've declared me not guilty. In you, because of this gift of your righteousness, the way the Father related with you is the same as He relates with me. Your relationship with the Father on the earth, you modeled it, it's the same relationship that I have with you. No difference. Because of this incredible gift, we are in Him. So when we start to renew our mind to this, start to live to this, we start to experience this realm of grace, and it's the grace of God, that the work of the Holy Spirit that does the incredible cleansing, the working within us, the blood of Jesus which continually purifies us from all evil, that becomes our reality. So we're no longer a slave to sin, but now a slave to righteousness, and that righteousness leads to holiness. It's life, 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 life. What a gift that our Father has given to us. While we were still lost, running away, hiding from God, He stepped in and said, He has a gift for you. And we received and got born again by the Holy Spirit. We live our life by faith. So when Paul writes, work out your salvation, and the writer of Hebrews as well, work out your salvation with fear and trembling all the time. Now we're beginning to understand working out our salvation. What's persuading me? I'm working out my salvation. You're not going to be persuading me. I'm fully persuaded what God says is His word. I'm working out my salvation. I'm living it out. I'm applying truth and I'm living it out. I'm working out my salvation. Children of faith. Amen. Any questions that you might have? All good. Why is this so important? Because we live with our traditions persuading us. We live with our culture persuading us. We live with what people in our families from the past have, their traditions, etc., are persuading us. And this is South Africa. And we want, that's why we're praying for the body of Christ in John 17, so that the body of Christ comes to the place where we realize, listen, I cannot compromise and be persuaded by anything else. Exactly what your word says. So when your word says that I must not consult the dead, I will not consult the dead, because I'm fully persuaded that what's your love is, I will follow your word. We live in the nation that's fully persuaded by other voices, and it's time for faith bombs to be released. Okay, let's pray. So as we have communion this morning, again, it's a time of just sitting down, remembering this incredible gift and thanking God for the gift that He has given us, this faith gift, and the righteousness that came with this faith. So in Him we are holy, in Him we are light, in Him we are good, in Him. So Father, we want to thank You this morning that You've never left us lost in the darkness. You never abandoned us when Adam and Eve disobeyed You. But straight away You released the promise. And we want to thank You for Adam and Eve that believed You. And we see the working of history unfolding, and one of the joys, the examples where Abel believed. And his offering was because he was so persuaded that You were so real, and he just gave a thanks offering to You, Father. And there's many, many examples as we go through of seeing the reality of being fully persuaded by You. So today, thank You for persuading us, divine persuasion that's full of life, full of hope, full of vision, full of security and guarantee. There's so much that comes with this gift that we live in this reality. And that's why we live in a kingdom that's unshakable. Because this is what this gift of faith is all about. It's unshakable. It's Your guarantee. You have spoken. So Jesus, if it wasn't for You, what would we be doing today? And we come and we, as we eat of the bread, remembering Your incredible sacrifice. We drink of this grape juice, just remembering Your incredible blood, making the atonement, as we celebrate what You have done for us. And we want to thank You, Lord, that through You, because Your atonement is for all mankind, but mankind does not yet realize it. So today as we eat and drink, not only in our own hearts, for the explosion of faith to continually just explode more and more, and understanding the reality of being persuaded in this gift that we have been received from the Father, we are asking that this will be released over the body of Christ in our nation and the nations. Father, we want to ask that today will be such a move of Holy Spirit, that the revelation of the gift of righteousness and this gift of faith will just become wow. So that from now onwards we will live in the joy of a gift that we have received. We want to live in the joy of this gift. And I want to thank You today, Father, where in one way or the other we have like laid aside this gift, and we are persuaded by other stuff, living by faith from another source. I want to thank You today for Your grace where we can repent from this. And we can say, whoa, God, thank You for showing me that I've lived persuaded by all the other things. But today I want to thank you that you are putting me back into the reality of living in the gift that you gave me when I got born again. So I want to thank you, Lord, that you are more real to us than any other persuasion. Thank you, Jesus, for sharing with us this morning and being with us this morning. And I want to thank you that your kingdom is here, Lord Jesus. And I want to thank you as you share and you touch our lives, even now as we partake with the communion, even more that there will be the joy of eating together with you and just sharing and you sharing with us. So thank you for an intimate, glorious eating together now. And we give you praise, Lord Jesus, for that. Thank you for the angels that are here, Father, that you have sent to minister to us. And you may want to just open your heart and receive whatever ministry that is in your heart that you're asking the Father about, speaking to him about. Because all the help is here. Everything is here for you and I. We are seated in the heavenly realms. And Father, for anyone that does not believe, I thank you that you're the one drawing. And as we ask this, not only here, but in this community, Father, draw the people. Persuade them that Jesus is real. Persuade them to come and meet the real Jesus, the real Father. Persuade them, Lord. Persuade them in a way that's powerful and dynamic, that the eyes will be opened and they will come out of a false Jesus, a false Father, and enter into a living relationship with you, to know you as the true God and Father, the true Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. So we thank you for this again through you, Jesus, because this is what you've done for us, and we honor you for this. Amen. Amen.